comment on either. I just got in the door. Hope to talk to you guys next week. Copy that. Well, kick back and relax, you, because I know you're very busy. Well, thank you for participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRNN 801, Bobby May, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Good evening, Karen. This is WRNN 801, Bobby May. I copy you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. Well, we've been talking about sanitation and hygiene in an emergency. And we've also been talking about how to get rid of dung beetles in the house. Do you have any suggestions you'd like to offer or any questions, Bobby May?
I have never seen a dung beetle in a house before, so that's news for me. All I can think of is maybe get a pet bat or an armadillo. I don't know. I've never heard of them coming in the house like that. Sanitation, I'm always prepared for sanitation. We keep sanitizing wipes around here, disposable wipes and all that, just in case you have no water, you have something on hand.
Copy that. That makes total sense to me. Is there anything else or any questions you have, Bobby May?
I don't think so. I'm ready for winter. I know that. I'm tired of canning and freeze-drying. I've about had my fill of it this year.
I hear you there. Lots of ladies are very busy this time of year. Well, it looks like winter might be coming. I don't know. This next week is supposed to be really hot again, though, so we'll see. Well, thank you for sharing that. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
Break,
go ahead.
Hi, this is 605 here. Hubby was Googling while I was checking in, and he came back with the dung beetle is only in Africa, and that it's probably a stink bug, Japanese beetle.
Copy that. So was there any information on how to get rid of them?
Mothballs is what they're suggesting, but alternative sources that we've been using since our parents have been using mothballs probably will work. I don't have anything else on that.
Copy that. Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate that. Hopefully that was some good information. It was good information. 359, moving to the next radio check. This time I'd like to check in for WRJY779 Chantel and WRXR423 Kristen. They were unavailable this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRZL684 Lee, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRZL684, yes, I copy.
Copy that. You're coming in loud and clearly. So all the ladies have been talking about the sheet that we handed out. It's a sanitation and hygiene in an emergency. And we were wondering if you had any questions or comments about that, or if you knew how to get rid of beetles in a house.
Well, I don't have a lot to say, but the pages that I got on my phone are too narrow, too small for me to read, and I don't have any way to print them out. So I got to find a way to get them large enough so that I can actually read them. So no, I haven't read them. As far as the stink bugs are concerned, I had one in my house tonight, and boy, I'll tell you, you don't want to grab them with your hands. I don't think they'll hurt you, but they sure do stink, and it stays with you. So what I do is I put stickies in my window, and it catches all the little gnats and flies and everything, and they get on those, and And then you can just, when it's full, you just peel it off and toss it. So the other thing you can do is get a really stout paper napkin or something and grab them with that. But they come in when you open the doors and stuff. This is the time of year that they're flying around. And I live by the river, so I get a lot of that. Right? So that would be my suggestion on that. That's about all I know about them. I know what they are. I know they stink, and I know they're nasty in the house. Good luck, Carol. That's about all I have for now.
Copy that. Well, thank you very much for that information, Lee. And we'll try to see a different way to maybe get you some of this material that we're going to cover. So we'll figure something out. Well, thank you for sharing that. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
709, comment.
709, Carol, go ahead.
These definitely are not stink bugs. These are the dung beetle. We even looked it up, took a picture of it. Got a copy of the information on the phone that's what these are. And they're very tiny, very small, but they're just flooding the floors.
Well, that doesn't sound very good at all. Well, you've heard a few different good ideas, so hopefully that'll work for you.
Yes, thank you.
Copy that. Well, thank you for that. 359, moving to the next radio chip. I'd like to check in for WRUJ 362 Nancy. She was unavailable this evening. 359, moving to the next radio chip. WRXT 583 Gina, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRXT 583 Gina, this is 359 Karen, you copy? Five eight three negative contact, 359 moving forward. Good job, ladies. We've completed our Patriot Ladies Radio Check roster. If you missed your radio check or would like to join our roster, please begin now with your call sign and first name and general location, and we'll include you on the weekly roster going forward. Break.
WRXT 583, Gina.
There she is. I just called your sign, and you didn't respond, so I just moved forward. I don't know if you received the email or not, and the text that had the sheet for sanitation and hygiene in case of emergency. We've been talking about that. As well as Carol had some dung beetles in the house and was trying to figure out how to get rid of those. Did you have any questions or suggestions this evening, Gina?
Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to read anything, and I have no idea what that little beetle is. But, you know, they have those little strips that you can put for, and I think somebody might have mentioned it, put on the floor if you just don't get yourself enough, you know, animals. Maybe they would walk into them and they'd stick to them and you can get them out of there. Just a thought.
Copy that. Well, thank you for that. Yeah, Lee mentioned that. She said she mentioned that she puts them in her sills and different things like that, and then the bugs fly up there and then they get stuck, and then you just take the sticky part down and start again. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Gina?
No, that's it. I'm out here doing chores, so glad I was able to check in.
Copy that. Well, those chores never end, and we are glad that you were able to check in as well. Well, thank you for that. Is there anyone else out there? WRKB 487 Kimber.
There she is, 487 Kimber. So the ladies have been talking about the sanitation and hygiene sheet, and I have had some good suggestions, and as well as Carol was wondering about how to get rid of dung beetles in the house. Did you have anything that you'd like to share or any questions?
I don't have any questions. I didn't think there were dung beetles around here, but if there's those little black beetles, I think I know what you're talking about. They usually go away on their own after a while. You just have to kind of catch them and they'll go away. I don't know. I don't know what all the other ladies said. And I didn't get to hear any of the discussions between the water sanitation. That was a great idea, though, Jill, and maybe we could get an email on that. That would be great.
Copy that. Well, I sent out a text with the page of that we were talking about, as well as I had included that entire handbook in an email that I sent out last Friday. So let me know if you didn't get those, and then I can try that again. We're talking about having a different topic next week, so we'll kind of lean on Jill to figure out what you'd like to talk about next week. Would you like to talk about the Amron nets?
Yeah, copy that. I did get those text of the form. Thank you. That is awesome. And I was able to go over them, actually, before the net. And everything there is great, and I think we should be prepared for that, absolutely, to be able to have water to drink and to be sanitary with if we have to clean up with and all that. That's great. Now, talking about the Amron net, let me break for a second. Inviting everybody over to the Amron net every Sunday night at 7 p.m. on this repeater system. A lot of these ladies are already over there, and anybody else who's listening, Amron is a group of people, radio operators, pretty much worldwide, definitely in the nation, that, and it goes all the way down to the regional, local level of operators who are listening to emergency, and if anybody needs or wants to give help, like what's happening with the hurricane right now in the East Coast area, it's just teaching people how to communicate. Break. It's important for everybody to learn how to talk on the radio if the power goes out, or if there's the cell phones go out. Anything could happen. I mean, even the radio repeaters could go out. But communicating simplex, person to person, on channel 3 is great. It's good exercise. So we have a roll call, and then we do an intelligence brief, which talks about the news that's most important right now. And then we do our Channel 3 check-in so everybody can come over Sunday night, 7 p.m. Thank you. Back to Net, Karen.
Copy that. I'd also like to mention the GMRS meet and greet potluck, which is supposed to be on Saturday, October 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. at 572 Bob's house. And he will divulge more of that on the next Amron Net. But I just wanted to give you a heads up on that so you could kind of be prepared. Great. Also, WRMB64Steve would like to invite everyone interested to check out the live music at the dance club from 1 to 4 every Friday at the Fairgrounds Square Dance Building. On Mondays, they have line dance lessons from 11:30 to 1, ballroom dance lessons from 1 to 2, and live music open dance from 2 to 3:30. All are welcome, right? If there are no more ladies out there that would like to join in at this time, thank all of you Patriot ladies for participating. We appreciate knowing that there are more of us out there that are willing to step up, even if it's out of our normal comfort level. We will make mistakes, but we are getting better as we practice. Radio independence is becoming a reality. Patriot Ladies radio check completed. 359 Karen returning frequency back to normal traffic. 359 Karen, still monitoring.